think it is a real blessing, a joy, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are thankful for God's love, His mercy, His amazing grace. It is amazing that He could even think about saving a good-for-nothing sinner such as myself. That's not words of mouth. I really mean that. Having mercy upon me and changing me completely on the inside and putting me in newness of life. And I've not endured my salvation. I'm not religious. Thank God I've got salvation. There's a difference in being just religious and lost, having a pure religion, undefiled, and that being sanctified by the blood of Jesus and being a born-again Christian. I know the world makes a lot of joke and pokes fun at. Somebody says, well, they've been born again. They want to ridicule people about that, but Jesus proclaimed Himself. He said, except a man or a person be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It don't bother me. I don't really care what folk think about me. I'm not running a popularity contest. I'm in a real race. I'm in a fight. I'm at war with the adversary, the enemy of the devil. I'm trying to do the best I can to be pleased and acceptable in sight, stay in shape and tune in fellowship so I can be able to use in a service and help win a lost and a dying world. I'm not running a popularity contest. Thank God I'm in a fight, a real race, and I want to give it my very best. He gave His all for me at Calvary. The Bible said He was bruised by iniquity and a chastisement. My peace was upon Him. What I had coming, He took my place. He was my substitute. He died in my stead. What a wonderful Savior that He is. I'm glad He had mercy upon me, a vile sinner, 41 years ago. I said I've not endured the salvation, but God, I've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed this life because of Him. He gives me great peace, joy, tranquility, and satisfaction. Beloved, I'm satisfied with Jesus, and I want Him to be satisfied with me. Been saved, thank God, by the grace of God, kept by the power of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, unto the day of redemption, and the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. That's a member. I'm a member of this church, a member of this body. By the way, you don't join this church, beloved. You're born into the church. It's not an organization. It's an organism. It's a live, living body, which the Lord Jesus Himself is the head of His body, the church. Thank God I'm born again. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, my sins under His blood. I know in whom I have believed, and the Paul said, I'm persuaded, He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him against that day. I'm glad I'm saved. Thank God, eternally saved. And the devil can't undo what Jesus done for me 41 or 4 years ago. It's so much better now than it was when I first got saved. I was saved then, saved now, be saved forever. I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about the joy that's brought in my heart. It's part of the just salvation is the joy. I've got the peace, the joy, and all the happiness that anyone really could ever think about having. I'm not near what I want to be, plan on being, but what little I am only by the grace of God. But I've got a joy in me. I've got a peace in me. I've got an also about my salvation. There's no one in the world, beloved, you can be saved and born again and not know it. The Bible says, you know, you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren. Also gives you love for the blessed book. The Bible said, thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. And then He gives you a joy, a love for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We love the Spirit, the presence of God. We love His presence. We love everything that He represents, everything, beloved, that He is. What a blessing, what an honor, what a joy it is to be saved and born again and know, not just know about Him, but to know Him as our personal Savior. He's personal. The Bible said He's the Savior of all mankind. Went on to say, and especially to them that believe. That's when it becomes personal in your heart. That's when it gets past your mind belief, beloved, your mind salvation, and you receive Him, you believe on Him, accept Him as the atonement for your sin. You get remorse, you get repentant, you give up yourself. You die to your stinking self and your sin. You call on God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Love it when you've done that. The work's done. The price is paid. The way is made. And you can come boldly. Thank God if you'll come. Accept His atoning blood. And the pen of your sin, boldness, I mean by that, holy boldness and humility and sincerity. And beloved, claim the promise that God made about His blessed Son and accept Him as the atonement of your sin. His blood being shed as the atonement of your sin, beloved. If you believe that and receive that, I promise you, He'll save you just like y'all. And I'll guarantee you, when He's saved, you won't take my word for it. You'll be the first person to know. I'll guarantee you, can't be saved and not know it. The Bible says we know we've passed from death unto life. God gives us love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. That's characteristic, beloved, when you get saved, that you'll be in total agreement with. You're not in disagreement with the Word of God. when you get saved, you're in agreement with it. You love it. You may not understand all of it, and nobody does. But Paul said, we just know in part, and prophesy in part, when that which is perfect comes, then that which in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, he said, I spake as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Beloved, we're just in part here. We only know in part. We prophesy in part. We speak in part, beloved. But when that which is perfect has come, and praise God, we get out of this fine body. The Bible said, we'll know as we're known. I'll be looking forward. I am looking forward that day, that glorious daybreak, when Jesus comes after his purchased possession, after his body, after his bride, when he comes in the clouds of glory, and the trumpet of God sounds, the dead in Christ gets up, we which alive remain are called up, and changed in a moment, twinkle eyes, so shall we ever be with the Lord. There's those folk running around, fools, they're saying, there's no such thing as a rapture. The Bible don't say nothing or tell anything about a rapture. Well, you fool, you thought so, catching up or taking away means rapture or taken out, beloved. You're going to come back. Or even falling away, as it talked about over in 2 Thessalonians. That means the catching away or the taking away, beloved, of the bridegroom, the church, the body of Christ. And then when we get out of here, hell's going to break loose. Then the Bible said that man, the sin, of course, will be revealed in his time. Paul said, and you know what, withhold it. Only he will not let till he be taken out of the way. And then the man of sin, the son of Ishmael, shall be revealed in his time. Satan himself, beloved, is going to be born in a human body. Beloved, he's going to conquer this world and bring this world under one world government, one world dictatorship, beloved, a one world church, which he'll be the head of this church. Nobody's going to have any freedom, beloved, outside of him. He's going to declare himself, decree himself, be God Almighty, beloved, have power, signs, and lying wonders. The Bible said, deceive the very elect if it were possible. Beloved, it's not possible. The Bible said, Daniel said, they do know their God and do great exploits. And those that in that tribulation period of time, beloved, it's not the church. We're out of here, thank God. Hell will break loose. It'll be tribulation saints. It'll be the 144,000, 12,000 out of each tribe that do know their God and do great exploits. Beloved, the chosen one, the elect of God. Bible said the time of Jacob's trouble, that's Israel's trouble, beloved. They're going to have the end time gospel. Isaiah said in the last chapter, who has heard such a thing? Can a woman bring forth a child she goes into veil to be delivered? Or can a nation be born at once? But it's happened, beloved. It's going to happen. Israel's eyes, the remnant saved according to the election of grace. Their eyes are going to be opened up. I'll be when they go down to the way of the wall. I'll be what's going to bring them to the way of the wall. Beloved, it's at Russia. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is coming down on them to faint to get a prayer in the last day. Gog, Magog, chief prince of Meshach, and Tubal, beloved, in Persia, the modern day Iran. It's no wonder to me, beloved, that I know this just right in tune with the Bible. The Iranians, beloved, are being armed foot of the teeth and supported by the Russians. And, beloved, the Russians have not decayed nor deteriorated. They've hid things, but they got things hid. They got things put back. Their economy, their way of life was just deteriorating. And so they changed their strategy to bleed us out of many monies to help us to think, to cause us to think, beloved, that changed their action and attitude. That's all a falsehood. The communist leaders still in power over there, beloved. They don't have hardly any more freedoms, and they're not going to let them get too far out of line. I'll guarantee you, they're going to control that. Beloved, one day when the church gets out, God have mercy, Russia's going to blow away the United States of America, the Bible says the nation. If it gets, God's going to be turned into hell. God have mercy, beloved. I believe it's coming utter destruction upon the good old yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm patriotic. I love my country. Yes, sir. God bless America. Beloved, it's the best country. All the world, it's got a lot of problems, a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion. But you don't see people wanting to get out here. They want to come in here. It's the best nation on this earth, beloved. But God have mercy. One day Russia is going to pull a surprise attack on America. I don't know what they use. Maybe some kind of chemical warfare. They'll destroy America, beloved. You see, the friend of Israel is America. God bless them. We ought to be, beloved. We ought to support them. Everything that they need, that we ought to support them. I believe in the Jewish people. God gave them that land. Oh, that's not Palestinians. Land, beloved, they come out of the tribe of Philistine, those Palestinians, beloved, and God gave Abraham his seed, and Isaac shall thy seed be called, all they shall be blessed, beloved, he gave it unto Israel, beloved, gave that land, the land of Canaan, sweet due to land, yes, sir, it belongs to Israel, and one day, beloved, they'll have that land, yes, sir, they're warring of the Jordanians on the east coast, over, beloved, they're trespassing, they're living on the other two and a half tribes that went over on the other side of Jordan, over, beloved, and they've occupied that land, the others too, the Syrians, others too, have occupied some of the land, this one day God's going to liberate them. God's going to bless them. God's going to open the eyes. And one day during the rest of the great tribulation here, beloved, they're going to have their land. Yes, it's going to be a wonderful time when peace and tranquility and harmony all over the face of the Bible, so all over the earth as the waters cover the sea. Let me tell you something. Russia will bomb America because America supports Israel. When they come down to Ezekiel 38 and 39, they think to get a brave levied. We're going to be blown away because we withstand them. Of course, they're coming down to Israel, and of course, Iran, the Persia, the modern day land, Ethiopia, and Libya, all these other countries made mention, beloved, coming down with them. But God's going to rain down, will you believe it or not? Fire and brimstone out of heaven, beloved, and rain down fire upon them, devour them all, the hills of Israel, back in their own land, even a sixth part. And they said they'll be burning the weapons for 7 months, and, burning the death for 7 months, and burning their weapons for 7 years. That represents 7 years of hell and this earth, tribulation. God have mercy on them. But I won't be here, beloved, when it takes place. I'll be in heaven, whether you believe it or not. Makes no difference to me, beloved. We're going out. We're going home. Thank God. You better make preparation, beloved, because hard times are coming. Times are getting bad. They're already bad, and they'll get worse and worse. Like the Lord said, evil men shall wax worse, and deceivers themselves being deceived, and they're deceiving others. Apostates on every hand. God have mercy. That signs of sins of homosexuals on every hand. That's a positive sign. All these signs, beloved, we see coming upon us. It's during the time when Jesus is going to come back and sound the trump of God. The dead in Christ are going to get up. We will try. They're going to call up, thank God. Meet the Lord in the moment, in the twinkle of an eye. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Beloved, it'll be the moment, the twinkle of an eye. Not the blinking eye, but the twinkle of an eye. Yes, it's so fast. The world won't know what took place. And then pure hell is going to break loose on this earth. God help you to make preparation, beloved. You don't want to die without Jesus and lift up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation. Let me tell you something. You better check up and look, beloved. I guarantee you the Russians are trying to fool and are doing a good job and fooling lulling America to sleep, beloved. They're still on the teeth. They've got things out there in space that we have too, but don't know anything about. One day they'll cut off all our intelligence. Somehow they'll knock it out, and then they'll send some types of special chemicals or something in here, and they're going to destroy America. God have mercy. The nation, if it does, will be turned into hell. But I'm not worried about that because I'll be gone. I'm concerned about you. I don't want you to die in sin and go to hell. You may think I'm crazy. Beloved, I'm crazy. That's about Jesus. I'm talking about the Word of God and things that's going to come to pass. You'd only be found guilty before God, beloved, without a blood atonement. The Bible said outside the shedding of blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. Jesus shed his blood at Calvary, gave his life, my life, and your life. Beloved, we might not have to die of sin and go to hell. He re-ransomed us, rescued us, redeemed us with his own blood. I hope you'll get on the blood. You'll come to him, and he gives you a place of repentance, and you'll come with a bold heart and a contrite spirit. You'll give up yourself. You'll do just what I've done. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to think about the Bible. I knew Jesus, the Son of God. I knew he died for my sin, and God raised him from the dead. I knew I was ashamed of myself and sorrowful about myself. I got remorse and repentance. I got broken contrite, and I said, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I want no more of myself in the world. I'm defeated. I'm sinful. I'm shameful. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, and save my soul. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. And the Bible said, this poor man cried, the Lord heard his cry, living out all his troubles. God saved me 40 wonderful years ago. And see, my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. I pray in his name. Amen.